Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, we forever thank Allah for our presence today. Alhamdulillah, for waking us up, getting us up. Alhamdulillah, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Allah from Satan's curse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmuddin. Iyaka Naburwa, Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Surata Al-Mustaqim. Surata Al-Din Anta Alayhim. Gabriel Maktubi Alayhim. Al-Adhaleen. Ameen. Bismillah. This is The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. And it is our practice to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each morning. So right now we are at 8:30, the eighth juice in the Yusuf Ali edition, number 327, section 4. So we will begin. Allahu Akbar. We will begin. Alhamdulillah. Even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, and we gather together all things before their very eyes, they are not the ones to believe unless it is in Allah's plan, but most of them ignore the truth. Likewise, did we make for every messenger an enemy, evil ones among humans and jinn, and spraying each other with flowery discourses by way of deception. If their Lord had so planned, they would not have done it. So leave them and their inventions alone. With such deceit, let the hearts of those inclined who have no faith in the hereafter, let them delight in it, and let them earn from it what they may. Say, shall I speak for judge other than Allah, when he it is who has sent unto you the book explained in detail? I'm going to repeat that. Say, shall I seek for judge other than Allah, when he it is who has sent unto you the book explained in detail? They know full well to whom we have given the book, that it hath been sent down from thy Lord in truth. Never be then of those who doubt. The word, alhamdulillah, the word of thy Lord doth find its fulfillment in truth and in justice. None can change his words, for he is the one who heareth and knoweth all. Were thou to follow the common run of those on earth, they will lead thee away from the way of Allah. They follow nothing but conjecture. They do nothing but lie. Thy Lord knoweth best who strayeth from his way. He knoweth best who they are that receive his guidance. So eat of meats of which Allah's name has been pronounced. So eat of meats on which Allah's name has been pronounced, if you have faith in his signs. Why should you not eat of meats in which Allah's name has been pronounced, when he has explained to you in detail what is forbidden to you, except under compulsion of necessity? But many do mislead people by their appetites and checked by knowledge. Thy Lord knoweth best those who transgress. Eschew all sin, open a secret. Those who earn sin will get due recompense for their earnings. Eat not of meat on which Allah's name has not been pronounced. That would be impiety. But the evil ones ever inspire their friends to contend with you. If you were to obey forbade them, you would indeed be pagan. I'm at section 15, Alhamdulillah. Then he, can he who is dead, whom we gave life and the light, thereby he can walk amongst men, be like him who is in the depths of darkness from which he can never come out? Thus to those without faith, their own deeds seem pleasing. Thus have we placed leaders in every town, its wicked men to plot and burrow therein. But they only plot against their own souls, and they perceive it not. When there comes to them a sign from Allah, they say, we shall not believe until we receive one exactly like those received by Allah's messengers. Allah knoweth this, where and how to carry out his mission. Soon will the wicked be overtaken by humiliation before Allah, and a severe punishment for all their plots. Those whom Allah in his plan willeth to guide, he openeth their breast to Islam. Those whom he willeth to lead astray, he maketh their breast closed and constricted as if they had to climb up to the sky. Thus does Allah heap the penalty on those who refuse to believe. This is the way of our Lord leading straight. We have to tell the signs for those who receive admonition. For them will be a home of peace in the presence of their Lord. He will be their friend because they practice righteousness. One day will he gather them all together and say, O ye assembly of jinns, much toil did ye take of men. Their friends amongst mankind will say, Our Lord, we made profit from each other, but alas, we reached our term. Which thou didst appoint for us. He will say, the fire be your dwelling place. You will dwell therein forever, except as Allah willeth, for thy Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we make the wrongdoers turn to each other because of what they earn. For ye assembly of jinns and humans, Allah even say, Shaitan al-Rajim. I'm at number 130, page 332. O ye assembly of jinns and humans, came there not unto you messengers from amongst you, setting forth unto you my signs and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, we bear witness against ourselves. It was the life of this world that deceived them. So against themselves will they bear witness that they rejected faith. The messengers were sent, thus for thy Lord would not destroy for their wrongdoing. But I'm going to read that again. The messages were sent thus, for thy Lord would not destroy for the wrongdoing men's habitation while their occupants were unwarned. To all are decrees or ranks according to their deeds, for thy Lord is not unmindful of anything that they do. Thy land, thy Lord is self-sufficient, full of mercy. If it were his will, he could destroy you and in your place appoint whom he will as your successors, even as he raised you up from the posterity of other people. All that has been, Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. I'm on page 332, number 130. O ye assembly of jinns and humans, came there not unto you messages from amongst you, sending forth unto you my signs and warning you of the meaning of this day of yours? They will say, we bear witness against ourselves. the life of this world that deceived them, so against themselves will they bear witness that they rejected faith. I'm at number 131. The messenger was sent, thus for thy Lord will not destroy for their wrongdoing men's habitations while their occupants were unwarned. To all our degrees or ranks according to their deeds, for thy Lord is not unmindful of anything that they do. Thy Lord is self-sufficient, full of mercy. If it were his will, he could destroy you and in your place appoint whom he will as your successor, even as he raised you up from the prosperity of other people. All that has been promised unto you will come to pass, nor can you frustrate it in the least bit. Say, O my people, do whatever you can. I will do my part. Soon will you know who it is whose end will be best in the hereafter. Certain it is that the wrongdoers will not prosper. Out of what Allah hath produced in abundance in tilth and in cattle, they assign him a share. They say, according to their fancy, this is for Allah, this for our partners. But the share of their partners reaches not Allah, while the share of Allah reaches their Eastern partners. Evil and just is their assignment. Even so, in the eyes of most of the pagans, their partners made a lure in the slaughter of their children in order to lead them in their own destruction and cause confusion in their religion. If Allah had will, they would not have done so. But leave them alone, but leave alone them and their invention. And they say that such and such cattle and crops are taboo, and none should eat of them except those whom... So they say, we wish further, there are cattle forbidden to yoke or burden in cattle on which at slaughter the name of Allah is not pronounced. Inventions against Allah's name, soon will he requite them for their invention. They say, what is the womb of such and such cattle is especially reserved for food for our men and forbidden to our women. But if it is stillborn, then all God has said therein. For the false attribution of superstitions to Allah, he will soon punish them, for he is full of wisdom and knowledge. Lost are those who slay their children from folly without knowledge and forbid that which Allah has provided for them. It didn't lie against Allah. They have indeed gone as
well. Okay, I'm almost done in here. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
She's got some big old fucking horse.
I'll tell her anything.
You know.
All right. It is he who produces gardens with trestles and without and dates and tilth with produce of all kinds, and olives and pomegranates, children in kind, and children in variety. Let me start over. It is he who produces gardens with trestles and without, and dates, and tilth with produce of all kinds, and olives and pomegranates, similar in kind, and different in variety. Eat of their fruit in their season, but render the dues that are proper on the day that the harvest is gathered. But waste not by excess, for Allah loves not the wasters. For the cattle are some for burden and some for meat. Eat what Allah hath promised for you, provided for you, and follow not the footsteps of Shaitan, for he is to you an avowed enemy. Take 8 head of cattle and 4 pairs of sheep, a pair of goats, a pair. Say, has he forbidden these 2 males or the 2 females or the young which the wombs of the 2 females enclose? Tell me with knowledge if you are truthful. Of camels a pair and of oxen a pair. Say, have he forbidden the 2 males are the two females, are the young which the wombs of the two females enclosed? Were you present when Allah ordered you such a thing? But who doeth more wrong than he who vents a lie against Allah and leadeth straight men without knowledge? For Allah guideth not people who are wrong. Say,
section 18, alhamdulillah, number 145. Say, I find not in the message received by me, by inspiration, any meat forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, unless it be meat of blood poured forth, or the flesh of swine, for it is an abomination, or what is impious meat on which a name has been invoked other than Allah's. And even so, if a person is forced by necessity without willful disobedience nor transgressing due limits, thy Lord is all-forgiving, most merciful. For those who follow the Jewish law, we forbade every animal with undivided hoof, and we forbade them the fat of the ox as the sheep, except what appears to their backs or their entrails or is mixed up with the bone. This in recompense for their willful disobedience, for we are true in our ordinances. If they accuse thee of falsehood, say, your Lord is full of mercy, all-embracing, but from people in guilt, never will his wrath be turned back. I'm at 148. Those who give pardons to Allah will say, if Allah had wished, he should not have given pardons to him, nor would our fathers, nor should we have had any taboo. So did their ancestors argue falsely until they tasted of our wrath. Say, have ye any certain knowledge? If so, produce it before us. You follow nothing but conjecture, you do nothing but lie. Say, with Allah is the argument that reaches home. If it had been his will, he could indeed have guided you all. Say, bring forward your witnesses to prove that Allah did forbid so-and-so. If they bring such witness, be not thou amongst them, nor follow thou the vain desires of such as treat thy signs as falsehood, such as believe not in the hereafter, for they hold others as equal with their guardian Lord. The language. Laikba.
So,
51.
Say, come, I'll rehearse what Allah has already prohibited you from. Bear not anything with him. Be good to your parents. Kill not your children on a plea of want. We provide sustenance for you and for them. Come not nigh to indecent deed, whether open or secret. Take not life which Allah hath made sacred, except by way of justice and law. Thus doeth he command you, that you may learn wisdom. And come not nigh to the orphan's property, except to improve it, until he attain the age of full strength. Give measure and weight with full justice. No burden do we place on any soul but that which it can bear. Whenever you speak justly, even if a near relative is concerned, and fulfill the covenant of Allah. Thus doeth he command you that you may remember. Verily, this is my way leading straight. Follow it. Follow not other paths. It will scatter you about from his path. Thus doeth he command you that you may be righteous. Moreover, we gave Moses the book, completing our favor to those who would do right, and explaining all things in detail, and a guide and a mercy, that they might believe in a meeting with their Lord. And this is the book
Alhamdulillah. And this is a book which we have revealed as a blessing, so follow it and be righteous, that we may receive mercy, lest ye should say, the book was sent down to two peoples before us. And for our part, we remain unacquainted with all that they learn by assiduous study. Or lest ye should say, if the book had only been sent down to us, we should have followed its guidance better than they. Now, then hath come unto you a clear sign from your Lord, and a guide and a mercy. Those who could do more wrong than one who rejected Allah's signs and turneth away therefrom. In good time shall we requite those who turn away from our signs with a dreadful penalty for their turning away. Are they waiting to see if the angels come to them, or thy Lord himself, or certain of the signs of thy Lord? The day that certain of the signs of thy Lord do come, no good will it do to a soul to believe in them then, if it believe not before, nor earn righteousness through his faith. Say, wait ye, we too are waiting. As for those who divide their religion and break up into sects, thou hast no part in them in the least. Their affairs with Allah, he will in the end tell them the truth of all that they did. He that doeth good shall have 10 times as much to his credit. He that doeth evil shall only be recompensed according to his evil. No wrong shall be done unto any of them. Say, verily, my Lord hath guided me to a way that is straight, a religion of light, the path trod by Abraham, the true in faith. And he certainly joined not God with the law. Say, truly, my prayer and my service and sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. No partner has he, this am I commanded. I am the first of those who bow to his will. Say, shall I seek for my cherisher other than Allah? Say, shall I seek for my cherisher other than Allah? When he is the cherisher of all things that exist, every soul draws the meed of its acts on none but itself. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another. Your goal in the end is towards Allah. He will tell you the truth of the things wherein ye dispute it. It is he who hath made you his agents, inheritors of the earth. He hath raised you in rank some above others, that he may try you in the gifts he hath given you. For thy Lord is quick in punishment. Yet he is indeed all-forgiving, most merciful. We're at Surah 7, my brother.
Okay, good. Out of us, the heights, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alif Lam means sad. A book revealed unto thee, a book revealed to thee, so let thy heart be oppressed no more by any difficulty on that account, that with it thou mightest warn the end, and a reminder to the believers. Follow, O men, the revelation given unto you from your Lord, and follow not as friends or protectors other than him. Live at ease, ye member of admonition. How many towns have we destroyed for their sins? Our punishment took them on a sudden by night, while they slept for their afternoon rest. And thus our punishment took them, no cry that they uttered but this, indeed we did wrong. Then shall we question those to whom our messengers were sent, and those by whom we sent it. And verily we shall recount their whole story with knowledge, for we were never absent at any time or place. The balance that day will be true to a nicety. Those whose scale of good will be heavy, they will prosper. Those whose scale will be light will find their foes in perdition, for that they wrongfully treated our sides. It is we who place you with authority on earth and provided you therewith with means for the fulfillment of your life. Small are the things that you give. It is we who created you and gave you shape. Then we...
Alhamdulillah, I got it.
All right.
Alhamdulillah, section 2, number 11. It is we who created you and gave you shape. Then we forbade the angels bow down to Adam, and they bowed down. Not so Iblis. He refused to be of those who bow down. Allah said, what prevented thee from bowing down when I commanded thee? He said, I am better than he. Thou didst create me from fire and him from clay. Allah said, get thee down from this. It is not for thee to be arrogant here. Get out, for thou art of the meanest of creatures. He said, give me respite till the day they are raised up. Allah said, be thou amongst those who have respite. He said, because thou hast thrown me out of the way, lo, I will lie straightway for them on thy straight way. Then will I assault them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left, nor wilt thou find in most of them gratitude for thy merciful beloved. Allah said, get out from this disgrace and expel. If any of them follow thee, hell will I fill with you all. O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden and enjoy the good thing as you wish. Or approach not this tree, or you run into harm and transgression. Then began Satan to whisper suggestions to them in order to reveal to them their shame that was hidden from them. Before he said, your Lord only forbade you this tree that ye should become angels or such beings as live forever. And he swore to them both that he was their sincere advisor. So by deceit he brought about their fall. When they tasted of the tree, their shame became manifest to them, and they began to sew together the leaves of the garden over their bodies. And their Lord called unto them, did I not forbid you that tree and tell you that Satan was an avowed enemy unto you? They said, our Lord, we have wronged our own souls. If thou forgive us not and bestow not upon us thy mercy, we shall certainly be lost. Allah said, get ye down with any between yourselves on earth will be your dwelling place and your means of livelihood for a time. He said, therein shall ye live and therein shall ye die. But from it shall ye be taken out at last. Number 26, section 3.
O children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover your shame. I will ask to be an adornment to you, but the raiment of righteousness that is best. Such are among the signs of Allah, that they may receive admonishment. O you children of Adam, let not Satan seduce you in the same manner as he got your parents out of the garden, stripping them from their raiment to expose their shame. For he and his tribe see you from a position where you cannot see them. He made the shaitan friends only to those without faith. When they commit an indecency, they say, we found our fathers doing so, and Allah commanded us thus. Say, nay, Allah never commanded what is indecent. Do you serve Allah what you know not? Say, my Lord hath commanded justice, and that you set your whole selves to him at every time and place of prayer, and call upon him, making your devotion sincere, such as he created you in the beginning, so shall you return. Some have he guided, others have deviated, others have deserved the loss of their way, and that they took the shaitans in preference to Allah for their friends and protectors, and think that they received guidance. So children of Adam, wear your beautiful apparel at every time and place of prayer. Eat and drink, but waste not by excess. For Allah loves not the wasteless.
Alhamdulillah. All right, well, number 32. Say, who hath forbidden the beautiful gifts of Allah, which he hath produced for his servant, and the things clean and pure which he hath provided for sustenance. Say, they are in the life of this world for those who believe and purely for them on the day of judgment. Thus do we explain the signs in detail for those who understand. Say, the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are shameful deeds, whether open or secret, sins and trespasses against truth or reason, a signing of pardons to Allah, for which he hath given no authority, and saying things about Allah, of which we have no knowledge. to every people is a term appointed. When their term is reached, not an hour can they cause delay, nor an hour can they advance it in anticipation. O ye children of Adam, whenever there come to you messages from amongst you, rehearsing my signs unto you, those who are righteous and mend their lives, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. But those who reject, our signs, but those who reject our signs and treat them with arrogance, they are companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. Who is more unjust than one who invents a lie against Allah or rejects the sign portion appointed must reach them from the book of decrees until when our messengers of death arrive and take their souls. They say, what are the things that you used to invoke besides Allah? They will reply, they have left us in the lurch, and they will bear witness against themselves that they had rejected Allah. He will say, enter ye in the company of the peoples who passed away before you, men and jinns, into the fire. Every time a new people enters, it curses it the people that went before until they follow each other all into the fire. Chase the last about the first. Our Lord, it is these that misled us, so give them a double penalty in the fire. He will say, double for all. But this you do not understand. Then the first will say to the last, see then, no advantage have ye over us. So taste ye of the penalty for all that ye did. Right there, number 40.
To those who reject the signs and treat them with arrogance, no opening will there be of the gates of heaven. Now will they enter the garden until the camel can pass through the eye of the needle. Such is our reward for those in sin. For them there is hell as a couch below and folds covering above. Such is our vicar for those who do wrong. But those who believe and work righteousness, the burden to replace them ain't so but that which it can bear. They will be companions of the garden, therein to dwell forever. And we shall remove from their hearts any rancor. And beneath them will be rivers flowing. And they shall say, praise be to Allah, who have guided us to this felicity. Never could we have found guidance had it not been for the guidance of Allah. Indeed, it was the truth that the messengers of our Lord brought us. And they shall hear the cry, behold the garden before you. Ye have been made its inheritors for your deeds of righteousness. The companions of the garden will call out to the companions of the fire. We have indeed found the promises of the Lord to be true. Of the Lord to us to be true. Have you also found the Lord's promises true? They shall say, yeah. But a choir shall proclaim between them the curse of Allah is on the wrongdoers. Those who would hinder men from the path of Allah designed to make something crooked. They are those who deny the hereafter. Between them shall be a veil, and on the heights will be men who would know everyone by their marks. They will call out to the companions of the garden, peace be upon you. They have not entered it, but they will hope to enter it. When the eyes shall be turned towards the companions of the fire, they will say, O Lord, send us not in the company of the wrongdoers.
Alhamdulillah. 48. The men on the heights will call to certain men whom they will know from their marks, saying, of what profit to you were your whores and your arrogant ways? Behold, are these not the men whom you swore that Allah with his mercy will never bless? Enter ye the garden, no fear shall be on you, nor shall you grieve. The companions of the fire will call to the companions of the garden, pour down to us water or anything that Allah hath provided for your sustenance. They will say, both these things hath Allah forbidden to those who rejected him, such as took their religion to be mere amusement and play, and were deceived by the life of the world. That day shall we forget them, as they forgot the meeting of this day of theirs, and as they were wont to reject our signs, for we had certainly sent unto them a book based on knowledge, which we explain in detail, a guide and a mercy to all who believe. Do they just wait for the final fulfillment of the event? On the day that the event is finally fulfilled, those who disregarded it before will say, the messengers of our Lord did indeed bring true tidings, that we no intercourse now to intercede on our behalf, or could we be sent back? Then should we behave differently from our behavior in the past? In fact, they will have lost their souls, and the things they invented will lead them in, them into the lurch. Right there, my brother.
Your glorious Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. When he settled himself on the throne, he dwelt the night as a veil over the day, each seeking the other in rapid succession. And the sun, the moon, and the stars, all are subservient by his command. Verily, his are the creations and the command, bless thee, Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Call on your Lord in humility and private, for Allah loves not those who cherish his fast beyond bounds. Do not miss us on earth that it has been set in order, but call on him with fear and longing in your hearts, for the mercy of Allah is always near to those who do good. It is he who sends their revenge like hells of glad tidings, going before his mercy. When they have carried the heavy laden clouds, we drive them to a land that is dead, make rain to descend thereon, and produce every kind of harvest therein. Thus shall we raise up the dead, perchance you may remember. From the land that is clean and good, by the will of its chair shall spring up produce rich after its kind. With the land that is bad, spring up nothing but that which is scanty. Thus do we explain the signs by various symbols to those who are grateful.
Alhamdulillah. Number 59. We sent Noah to his people. He said, oh, my people, worship Allah. Ye have no other God but him. I fear for you the punishment of a dreadful day. The leaders of his people said, ah, we see thee evidently wandering in mind. He said, oh, my people, no wandering is there in my mind. On the contrary, I am a messenger from the Lord and Cherisher of the world. I but fulfill towards you the duties of my Lord's mission. Sincere is my advice to you, and I know from Allah something that ye know not. Do you wonder that there has come to you a message from your Lord through a man of your own people to warn you so that ye may fear Allah and happily receive his mercy? But they rejected him, and we delivered him and those with him in the ark. But we overwhelmed in the flood those who rejected our signs. But they were indeed a blind people.
65. And the Arab people. To the Arab people, we sent Hud, one of their own brethren. He said, oh, my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. Will you not fear Allah? The leaders of unbelievers among them said, ah, we see thou art in folly, and we see in God a liar. He said, oh, my people, there is no folly in me, but I am a messenger from the Lord and Church of the worlds. I must convey to you the messages of my Lord. I am to you a sincere and trustworthy advisor. Do you wonder that there has come to you a messenger from your Lord through a man of your own people to warn you? Call the remembrance that he made you inheritors after the people of Noah and gave you a stature tall among the nations. Call the remembrance the benefits you have received from Allah that ye may prosper. They say, come aside to us that we may worship Allah. They say, comest thou to us that we may worship Allah alone, and give up that which our fathers used to worship? Bring us what thou threatened us with, if it be that thou tell us the truth. He said, punishment and wrath have already come upon you from your Lord. Dispute ye with me over names ye have devised, ye and your fathers, without authority from Allah? Then wait, I am amongst you also waiting. We saved him and those who adhere to him by our mercy, and we cut off the roots of those who rejected our signs and did not believe. To the family,
verse 73,
people, said,
verse 73, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Number 73, to the Thamud people, we sent Salih, one of their own brethren. He said, O my people, worship Allah. Ye have no other gods but him. Now have come unto you a clear sign from your Lord. But this she-camel of Allah is the sign unto you. So lead her to grade Allah's earth, and let her come to no harm, or ye shall be seized with a grievous punishment. And remember how he made you inheritance after the Ad people and gave you habitations in the land. Ye built for yourselves palaces and castles in open plains and carve out homes in the mountains. So bring to remembrance the benefits ye have received from Allah, and refrain from evil and mischief on the earth. The leaders of the arrogant party among his people said to those who were reckoned powerless, the leaders of the arrogant party among his people said to those who were reckoned powerless, those among them who believe, know ye indeed that Salih is a messenger from his Lord. They said, we do indeed believe in the revelation which has been sent through him. The arrogant party said, for our part, we reject what ye believe in. Then they hamstrung the she-camel and insolently defied the order of their Lord, saying, O Salih, bring about the threats if thou art a messenger of Allah. So the earthquake took them unaware that they lay prostrate in their homes in the morning. So Salih left them, saying, O my people, I did indeed convey to you the message for which I was sent by my Lord. I gave you good counsel, but ye loved not good counsel. We also sent Lut. He said to his people, do you commit lewdness such as no people in creation ever committed before you? For ye practice your lusts on men in preference to women. You are indeed a people transgressing beyond bounds, for ye practice your lusts on men in preference to women. Ye are indeed a people transgressing beyond bounds. And his people gave no answer but this. They said, drive them out of your city. These are men indeed who want to be clean and pure. But we saved him and his family, except his wife. He was of those who lagged behind, and we rained down on them a shower of brimstone to see what was the end of those who indulged in sin and crime. Right there, 85.
To the Midian people, we sent Shuaib, one of their own brethren. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. Now have come unto you a clear sign from the Lord. Therefore measure and weight. Now withhold from the people the things that are their due, and do no mischief on the earth as it has been set in order. That will be best for you if you have faith. And squat not on every road, breathing threats, hindrance from the path of Allah, those who believe in him, and seek to make it crooked. And remember how you were little, and he gave you increase. And see what was the end of those who did mischief. And if there is a party among you who believe in the message with which I have been sent, and a party which does not believe, hold yourself in patience until Allah doth decide between us, but he is abreast to decide.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we have read the eighth juice. We have the Manai coming up. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, praise be to Allah.
What's happening, okay. What's happening in the universe, my brother? What's going on?
Well, you know, they're having at LeMay Park, you know, they're having a big Juneteenth celebration because the day is the day. And Armin said they want all the vendors to be out there by 6 o'clock in the morning, you know. And they anticipate maybe thousands. Someone said 20,000. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but, you know, it's supposed to be a real big deal. But he's going to be out there selling, you know, pies and whatever else they sell, the cookies, and I don't know, maybe dinners as well, you know. But alhamdulillah, that's, you know, that's a good thing. And then on the internet, there are different governors who are actually entertaining and looking at reparations, you know, giving reparations. I didn't read the article, but I just was going through it. It's right there on the internet on the one of the, you know, the page that has the different highlights of different things. But yeah, it said governors, several governors are considering reparations, you know. I think I'll go and read that. And
well, I do know
see how what they talk about.
Well, I do know Governor Newsom out here in California. He created a commission, he created a commission to study it.
Yeah.
And also, I think, I know out here Governor Newsom. I don't know who else is doing it. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's, I bet all of them are Democrats. I don't know, but I'll look at the article and see. But, I just was looking at that last night. You know, it said some, the headlines were several governors are considering reparations, you know. I think I'll read that. But anyway, brother, that's about it. You know, alhamdulillah, so much is going on, you know. I think this...
What newspaper are you talking about? Kind of like a little throwaway paper that they have around here, like the Wave or the L.A. Watch Times or what?
No. I said the article's on the internet.
On the internet.
Yeah. It's on the internet. Now the page I have when I turn on the internet has you know, a lot of headlines from all over the world, you know, different things that may, you know, capture your interest, you know. And, you know, that famous page that everybody like, you know, with headlines, and you could flip on this is going on, that's going on, you know, just different things, you know. And so that's what it said, man. Several governors were considering, you know, I'm going to go read it. I'm going to read it in detail. But other than that, man, you know, oh, by the way, your school, have the children started coming back? Before, I know school is out now, but before it turned out.
Yeah, slowly, they're opening up. You know, since they have the vaccination, a lot of people are vaccinated. I guess this gives them leave to start asking the children to come back or even mandating them to come back, you know. Slowly, you know.
Oh, it's about how many, you used to teach a classroom with about, what, 25 or so children?
Yeah, well, maybe about seven or eight in the classroom and about maybe something like 12 at home. You know, like they'd be on Zoom at home, and then they'd have some kids behind these big shields, you know, in the classroom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, as a shield after death, huh? Every death has a shield, huh?
Yeah, every death has a shield, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Wow.
But I heard somebody say something that was interesting the other day. These masks are going to hold down the flu through, like little spittle in the air, spittle on each other.
Yeah.
And, you could see sometimes dry spittle on the screen, you know what I mean? And so the mask holding down even the flu, that's what they say, And it should
yeah.
be less flu out there,
That's good.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I'm going to bring in Brother Muhammad here. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir, Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
This morning. Yes, sir. Good to hear your voices as always. And I've been enjoying listening to what y'all were saying. And I'm just trying to, not me, but we have, like I said, we were talking yesterday about different meaning, definition of policies and politics. How does politics in the Muslims' frame of mind, how do we take what Allah has given the human family and help them develop policies and ways to get back to the knowledge that they already have, of their creation, of the enemy of our creation, so that we can understand this really is a struggle, a jihad for a purpose, that is way beyond our comprehension other than the way Allah has described it to us in the Quran. And why we have to be tested to do this, and then also Allah with His mercy constantly gives us an opportunity to reflect, that the reality of Satan is real. You cannot believe in Allah and not believe in the creation and the creatures that He show you or open to you for you to study, like science, like mathematics. Like horticulture, agriculture. There's a reason when He permits an individual or a group of people to study the nature of things that verify His existence, so that we can understand that there is an open enemy and opposition to what we are doing, and we don't become walking dead or walking. Creation like the planets. We have a purpose. We are a thinking creature. We have things in the future that we're going to be responsible dealing with our intellect, etc., that Allah has created for us to respond to. But first we have to accept the reality that if you believe in Him, if you believe in Allah, Allah said if you believe in my existence, which I give you no choice but to believe, because I control everything and have given you proof that I control everything. So why are you trying to ignore that I have given you a tester, who hates you with a passion, using our human language, and will not be satisfied unless He turns you completely around with your free will, your intellect, and all the proof I have given you over these thousands of years, so that those of you in 2021 can see how the human family has come up short in having faith in what they believe and know is true by ignoring the reality of Satan and the history of what he has done to the human family and their efforts to establish the good life. That they were created for, that they were responsible for caring and learning how to, like we have learned in nature, how to take care of the flowers and help them to get to their fullest bloom, how to get all those 1,000 kernels on an ear of corn, how to bring the best out of everything in the creation that has the animated life that we have, the life that depends upon air and the same creative things that provide us life, you know, how to take care of those things and make sure that they have the good life, even the fish, even the ants. You know, we are told to be very mindful and not interrupt the good life that has been created for them, because they are a sign to us of what we have to do. But they don't have an open enemy other than Satan also. What Satan makes the human being do to nature is why he is the enemy of all living creatures, using that term, living creature. And he uses the human being to influence their good life that Allah has given them to serve us. Give us honey, give us clean earth, help kill the soil, fertilize the soil with your life and their death, and etc. And we have to use those things to establish the good life.
Hold on a second. Hold on one second.
We thank Allah for this day. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The temperature is such that I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right. We have to comprehend why Allah has put this sign in the faces of us. And if one good deed that a Muslim does benefit the 1.8 billion Muslims that's already made their shahada on this earth, and those who are benefiting from their awakening by Allah to go toward and be the leadership for those who are not having the good life, then that's what we have to try to comprehend and accept it and move on. This is a new phase, especially in those of us in the community of Imam Warf D. Muhammad, and all of the good work that we're doing on all radio stations, all TV stations, all in our thing. This is a new sign to us that Allah is saying, it's time to get back to your responsibility of teaching the earth Deen al-Islam and get the human family back on the right path of what Allah has preferred for us in order to survive the test and the opportunity to go on forward to the Jannah. And if those who reject on all different degrees of understanding, we have the history to see how Allah takes away from them the good life that they reject. That's why Allah said that when I lead them astray, there's nothing nobody can do to bring them back, because this is a answer to the dua that they are making to Allah to let us be homosexual. Let me be this. Let me do this. Let me do that. You know, and no one can lead them astray. And that's why Allah said when his servant, those of us who are establishing the good life, to the final warning to the creation of human life, that those who in their heart regard that they are slaves like we were, if they ask Allah to help them get back to the good life that they know they was created for, they wasn't created to be beaten every day and raped and robbed and made to eat out the dirt, the worst food and everything like that for the benefit of another human being who's under the influence of Satan. They know they wasn't that way. So Allah answers their dua and raise them up according to their sincerity, because he do not want to burden them and make them hypocritical or whatever behind what he put on. He wants them to take and at God's speed, after experiencing what they experienced, slavery, murder, whatever, rape, that they expedite themselves to get to the good life and call others to the same thing that who also are struggling trying to get free from the whispers of the shaitan, his imp. So we have to cycle off of that and show our thanks by striving with all our might, with everything, like you said, with everything, and come out and invite people back to the good life that we were created to do if we want to see our mothers, our fathers, our children, our grandchildren be in the Jannah with us. Because the law says the only ones that be over there with you are the ones who love him and show gratefulness to be with your loved ones who you know through they're already fighting and striving for the good life of the revelation of Almighty God, the creator of us. If you want to see them there, you have to encourage them. You have to give them an example of how to get there. Those of us who have already been enlightened, those of us who already have, without Allah burden us, given us the opportunity to live our own self the good life. So that if we love for our mothers and our fathers and our next door neighbors, if we love for ourselves, we want to give them the best example, the existence of one God, no other God, but Allah. And what he has been prescribing for the human family for thousands of years before any of us was even created. So the good life, according to the Quran, in this hour that we have to prove to ourselves that it exists. Prove to ourselves that all these other ways of life out here have no power over this effort to make our destiny more clear and more easier to get to the Jannah. So I'll pause right there because I know that should be 5 minutes. So back to you, Brother Amin, see if anyone else wanted to say anything. I'm trying to discipline myself like everybody.
Well, praise be to Allah. Rashad, you have anything you want to say?
Well, you know, the concept of what we're involved in here, you know, in terms of, you know, doing da'wah and sharing it, you know, with other people, with those who are, you know, connected to us, our immediate friends and family and neighbors and so on and so on, you know, of course, it all, you know, begins with itself. We have to live the good life, and then if we fall, we got to get back up. Excuse me, and keep coming. Now, what brings to mind? Excuse me. sorry about that. One of the things that come to mind is, you know, doing, of course, da'wah, and it's our Christian brothers and their understanding, because they have a book, they receive the book, and you know what, you know, the Quran says, you know, regarding those who take Jesus as God and one of the three, you know, Allah says he will deny them the garden. Of course, you know, Allah's a judge of all, you know. But this is predominantly so far as we, you know, continue historically, this is a predominant Christian nation. I imagine we have, I don't know what the numbers are, maybe 10 million believers in Allah, you know, maybe, you know, and out of a nation of what, 350 some odd million, might be 50 million believers, you know. But we want to, you know, do da'wah, and I guess the best da'wah is your own example, you know. And if you fall short, you know, just turn to Allah and, you know, get back on the path. You know, it's a lot of, you know, strip you into forgiving and keep going, you know, get back up. But this is a predominantly Christian nation. And, you know, some of the things I think about in terms of doing da'wah, you know, to everyone is that sometimes, you see, we have to... They have an ill perception about Islam, and sometimes because of some of the things that the misguided Muslims do, I'm talking about over the world, you know, so-called what may be called so-called terror attacks are products of the innocent, you know, and it kind of so we got to get past that. But thinking about, you know, some of the Christian people like Creflo Dollar, big, you know, one of the big mega ministers, you know, people like T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen, you know, sometimes I tune into them, see thousands of people tuning in and listening. Now, they need to get life as well. Of course, they found the book, and many of them are very sincere. They believe that Esau, you know, Jesus is Lord, as they say. You know, they call him the Lord, you know, and they pray to Esau, you know, and it would be like if we, Staffel Allah, had took Muhammad as a Lord, and we said, oh, Lord Muhammad, and started praying to Muhammad, you know. I mean, if you think about that, that's abhorrent, you know. That's really a horrible thing to even think about, you know, praying to Muhammad instead of to Allah. So they pray to Jesus and instead of to Allah. So, you know, that's a big, you know, that's a big issue too, man. A lot of times I think about, I see all these little Christian churches in the community, man, I say, man, what a blessing it would be if, you know, we could turn those little churches into masjids, you know. If we could turn them into masjids, man. On some blocks, you might have about within maybe a five-block area, you might have maybe five churches, sometimes two on each side, two on the corners, man. And I'm talking about these little old storefront churches, you know, that you have throughout the community, you know. And there, you know, I always think about, man, what if it be if one of them big mega ministers said, start teaching the truth, you know, that, well, we have to understand that Jesus was a messenger. He's special, but a messenger and a prophet, you know, to, because this is a huge nation, man, and, you know, if we could always think, man, what would we do if we could get these little storefronts here to turn to Islam? I think it would get rid of a whole lot of gang problems, a whole lot of black-on-black crime, to get the alcoholism out the community, all these liquor stores they got, you know, pushing that poisonous drinks, and man, it'll be a revelation. So inshallah, in time. I guess, you know, it takes us, you know, to move forward ourselves, you know, because sometimes you have even some believers going back to the church. You know, I talked to one sister I seen at, I hadn't seen her in a long time. We were both using engineer, you know, so I met her at an engineer's office. And then, so I said, well, sister, I haven't seen you in a long time. You mom's wife, actually ex-wife, they're not married anymore. I said, sister, I haven't seen you in a long time. Where you been? What masjid do you go? Where do you go for Juma? And she said, well, I don't think like that anymore. I go to this church, Reverend Blake Church, a real big, huge church recently built. You know, I said, what? And she said, yeah, well, you know, we had some problems, and I just had to fall back on what I knew. You know, so sometimes, you know, we have some of our people going back. But I always think about, man, how can some of these little storefronts be, you know, converted to mass gigs, you know, instead of them saying, well, come to Jesus, as they will come to Muhammad. That's what I think about. So that's my thoughts.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, but Muhammad, you got 5 minutes, but what I'm going to do after you get through is I'm going to play a lecture, The Need to Build Up Our Life by Imam Muhammad. And this was done 5/3/6/2005, Build Up Our Life. So you go ahead, you know, if you want to say something, Brother Muhammad, go ahead. Brother Muhammad, you got 5 minutes. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had it on mute, but I'm sorry. I was listening. Yeah. Nothing except that you know, we have to remember, even one time here in America, they try to convince us over and beyond and with the silence of the Muslims that was already here in America, you know, who were holding back their appeal that the Christian community and other communities were trying to convince those of us who hadn't heard the word of Allah, you know, that our way of life was called Mohammedism, you know, and they tried to convince us of that, you know. Also, some of the other things that we think about all the time out of the psychological effects that we all go through, we know that anybody who has psychological effects from their experience, we need what Prophet Isa told the whole world before he left it. You need counseling. You need comforting. And most of all, you need to know the whole truth before you let your psychological, your emotional, your will be weakened by the struggle every day to fight the lies of the shaitan and those who are living those lies. Even in our little short history, there is nothing, no one in our history here in the United States of America that we who are Muslims right now, we have already experienced that. We have come through that some kind of way, indirectly or directly, every experience, using the terminology, that are African-American, Negro, Black, nigger, whatever we have been called by this world, we have experienced those experiences. We have experienced the indirectly or directly the Torah, the Injil, the Psalms, the Bible. We've already experienced that. And we took a shahada stand, and we have no doubt in our mind that none of those experiences is greater than the experience that the Almighty God Allah has blessed us to enter into by bearing witness that we know now, after all of those experiences, indirectly, historically, etc., that there is no God but one God. And he has even went as far as to say that I have put it in the atmosphere that I can only be called by one name if you believe that shahada. My name is Allah. Though I'm called by many other attributional names of the blessings and the mercies I have shared with the human family to help you get you the understanding that there's only one creator. And I have left you over the time, books, messages, prophets, good sahabas of each one of these realities is I develop you to be strong against the test of your open enemy, Satan, who showed you what his capabilities is in your father Adam if you do not accept the oneness of my creative abilities and proof of all the creation around you that I have given you to give you support. So what I'm saying, again, our salvation, destination, advancement in this world is for us to live and strive for the next world. All of everything else, Allah said, when you look back over through the final revelation, I'm showing you that everything that did not stick to that conclusion that I am only one and I am the creator of everything, they have a shortcoming. Now, we know as Muslims, we took a bare witnessing that the Bible was contaminated, that people were contaminated, the earth is contaminated, and Allah created us with the opportunity, because we believe, only because we believe, and in our hearts, knowingly or unknowingly, we've been making dua to Allah to reveal himself and his guidance, his protection and maintenance, maintaining and cherishing us above all the worlds that we have experienced through history all the way up to the 2021. We are proof that there's no better life than the good life that's in the Quran. And our compassion, our human compassion, not the compassion of Allah, because we cannot even fathom the compassion that Allah really is for what he created. Even though he tells the Muslims every day that you are the best of my creation. I love and cherish all of you who have taken your free will, this gift I've given you, and turned back around and gave it back to me as proof. And said, your will is the best of will. Your will is the will that I need to follow and put my will in. Because your destiny, your creation, your awareness is way beyond our comprehension. So we believe in what you have revealed to us in this wonderful Quran of guidance, of perfection, of purity, of miracleization. And as we use this book, it will help us understand the pitfalls of contamination. You cannot straighten up the Bible with your own logic and understanding. You have to do it with the Quran. And the Quran has told us to let those things be by, goodbye, unless you want to come back with the Quran and free the people who is under contamination from the corruption and the contamination of Satan has done to people, to the books of Revelation, with Allah's permission now, because Allah was preparing every human being for the day of the Quran, for the day of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bringing the finalization of things so that you have no doubt that this is the book. This is the human model. Because if we don't do that, the good character and uswa that is in us, we will turn against it for the love of something that is not good for us. For the love of something that is not good for us. Including your mother, your father, your children. See, we're not supposed to let anything invite us to the hell farm. Our job is to invite everything, regardless of how hard, how tiring in our human creation it seems like to us. We are to invite people to the good life. We're not supposed to feel sorry for them or cry. That don't help them. That makes your misery even worse. Why they say misery loves company? When you can take a believer and the example that puts hope in your life, turn around and start sympathizing with you, compromising with you on what you already have said, I am consumed. I am being consumed by lies, falsehood, false images. And I've looked for you for help because I see your light. I see you have no image. You are true. I see you have no false reality because you are fallen. What I've been thinking about, praying about in my blindness, in my deafness, in my speechlessness, and now you want to join me. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, told us to get out of the mud. We started out coming, getting in the mud to help people and understanding them in the lies that they were telling us. But we forgot to do what Prophet Muhammad said do. Prophet Muhammad said, I am a Basharun like you, but I serve Allah. And I can't feel sorry for you for something that you can walk out of now that you have the truth. You have the good life. All you got to do is cut that. God is, quit telling people that God had a son. Quit telling people that homosexuality is all right. Quit telling people a little wine or a little drugs ain't going to hurt you. Quit going along with the program of the wrongdoers. the disbelievers, the non-believers, and Shaitan. We have to accept what they always say in their language out there. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. And look how clean we are, the ones who have to do this dirty job. Dirt won't get on us. We are clean all the time because we wash every day by that river that the Lord tells us about in the parable. You know, we are clean all day long in our thought, in our mission, in our worship to Allah. There is no compromising in what Allah has chosen for those who believe. And you better get control of your free will and understand that. Or you'll lose an arm. Or you'll make a sacrifice for someone who didn't want you to sacrifice. They was in the state of committing suicide and you didn't know it. But not looking at it from the Quran, you try to help someone who didn't want no help. And they have proof of that in those police suicide where a person gets so frustrated with life that he or she goes and provoke a police officer or provoke a situation that they know is going to kill them. But they think that they can be able, listening to the Satan, be able to say, I didn't kill myself. But you did kill yourself. You know what was going to happen. If you run out there and grab a tiger, how in the world can you be walking through the jungle and you see a tiger or a lion, and then you run out there and expose yourself and go to the house, hey, and then you want somebody to think that you really thought that lion or that tiger wasn't going to come charging at you? You're fooled. But your frustration of not having your prayers answered so you think, you committed suicide, lion suicide, or even tiger suicide, you know, because you lost your faith, or because you couldn't see another human being like what we're experiencing right now. We have so many people who say they want the life of the Quran. They want it so bad they can taste it. But can you explain why we are so marred down and so can't hardly move? It's because we are worrying about the past. We're worrying about people who've already made a choice, but the only way their choice can be changed by watching how we change. But if we don't change, we are stagnating then and there, and we think that we're safe because we said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad. When Allah has told us, you think that you're going to just say that and not be tempted? That you're going to leave your brother and sister out there in that world by sympathizing with them and telling them you understand? You talk in their language, you keep talking to Jesus Christ. I mean, ain't no such person as Jesus Christ. Ain't no such person as the Son of God. Ain't no such person of anybody killing the Word of God. But we done wasted 10 years, 15, 20 years, 30, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years trying to convince Christians. Trying to convince Christians, Hinduism, Buddhism. We're trying to convince them that they can overcome their problem by doing nothing. By doing nothing. But still we know they tell us every time, I admire your faith in what you believe in. I see how it cleans you up. I see how it makes you a better human being, a better father, a stronger individual. Because you even come down and try to help us, and you see that we are self-tied. We are tied our own self up. We believe in Jesus Christ because we like the false security that it gives us. We know it ain't no God in hand or stuff, but we love his life to do whatever we want to do, even if it's against the word of God and even if it's against our own soul. We love it. We love it. And we love you coming here talking to us too, but we love you too. But I ain't going to change. I love that pork. I love the opportunity to drink me a drink a little if I want to. I'm not interested in that word, I can't drink, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this. The best thing we can do for anybody is to save our own soul first. And if we're going to say the Quran is the final revelation, the Quran is the book of completion. It's the criteria to get away from all of the contamination on this planet Earth that Satan has been able to do by deceiving and lying to believers. That's why there's no compromising in Islam. Allah said, you just delivered a message, Prophet Muhammad. I mean, he gave us an example in that. He said, I understand what you're talking about. I understand your compassion. Oh, yeah, if I get these rich people to act right, if I get these rich people to start acting good, it will help all the rest of them act good. They ain't thinking about that. Allah said, I want you to just deliver the message. I'm the only one who can make people. Because I'm the one who knows what's in their heart. I'm the one to know who's got control of their free will, and Satan is going and breaking the rules of engagement and holding them back. I'll come in and intervene. And that those who want to be free, the being who I created them, will be clear. It will be clear, but they just have to walk on their own 2 feet to do it. I'm not going to help them unless Satan is doing something wrong to the rules of engagement I have provided for him. I'm telling you to fight oppression. Fight these things that I have told on your level that you were supposed to fight, and then all the other things that dealing with faith that Satan is breaking the rules about, I'll correct him. He said if Satan do something wrong, I'll set a bunch of people loose that he already had. For him trying to do something wrong to one. That's why we can't lose. Allah said if Satan breaks the rules of engagement just to try to get one important believer to fall, Allah said I will intervene and in return I will set free thousands of who he already had. That's the God. That's the Bible tells you. Allah loved his creation, and especially the human being. He said, I'll set a thousand of them free that Satan had already convinced to go to the hellfire with him for breaking the rules of engagement. We are breaking the rules of engagement. That's why we are losing thousands of our children and our grandchildren to the world. We're giving compromising faith bad leadership that we've experienced our own self as Muslims. Bad is leadership of how to get to a good life that's in the Quran. That's why Imam Muhammad used to always say, wake up every now and then. He said, wake up. I know y'all think y'all sitting here listening to me tell you what Allah say and you came here, but you were sleeping here in class. Wake up. We still asleep with one eye open. We only half seeing the truth that we represent. And we're giving people half truth. So they be saying, you know what? Every time I really think about embracing or asking God to bless me to be a Muslim, I see the Muslims are not even doing what they say out their own mouth. They're saying one thing and doing another. They refuse, man. He said those Muslims are wishing that they can meet like we should meet. They are wishing that they had what we had, even though it's contaminated. They say, now we have nowhere to go. I'm not going to give up the false belief in things of Jesus Christ or Buddha or whatever like that, and I'll be able to at least have the best of this world in that lie that Satan is telling them. Because the Muslims won't do what they're supposed to do. To set a slave free. Like we were free. Set a slave free from the whispers of the shaitan and those who follow his corrupt leadership. Everybody on this planet has been a slave of shaitan. Everybody has. And nobody yet, except those who follow the prophets and messages of Allah, and then they turn back. Like we tried to turn back on the Quran and turn our back on the life Prophet Muhammad on how to live the Quran. We're trying to turn our back on it and trying to get the Christians and the Buddhists and our friends in the street, trying to tell them how to understand. The best thing we can do with these people is live the good life that the human being was created to have. And there's only one guidance for that. And it is the final guidance. That's what makes it so dangerous. That's why the price is so dear that a brother or sister might have three kids and she lose three. I mean, lose two. Or a Muslim family might have five kids and they lose three of the five to the dunya. Even though they believe, they come to Juma, they come to everything else, hoping that what their parents taught them and what they have read in the Quran, their own self, will become a reality. Will come. That way, Imam Muhammad told us, let's not direct that what you're saying, Rashad, just what Imam Muhammad said. He said, get out of them storefront nasties. Why would you? There's 20 of y'all, and y'all got about 150 people amongst yourselves, 20 families, and y'all want to go live, y'all want to establish a masjid that only holds 50? Automatically, you can see that 100 of your family members don't see what you see. Because every time they come to Juma, they got to pull up in front of an undeveloped place of worship. The bathroom broke. Scum all in the bathroom, maybe. But clean, but been washed that morning. They see the hopelessness of the believers that come. They don't have that zeal, that smile over the face, because they're in a storefront masjid. Or they don't have no halal place to buy no food. Or they don't have no nice building for us to let the sisters go enjoy whatever kind of recreation that they want to enjoy. With female security and with us securing the females so that they can have peace and enjoy themselves and developing their muscles and their car membership is for you, mothers and aunties and everything. And the brothers have their own recreation area so they can develop their muscles and things like that. Think about the good life that Allah has given you. Like I told you yesterday, I went over it again. At least out of the seven Sister Claire Muhammad schools, ain't none of them in Chicago. Ain't none of them in North Carolina. And like you said, Joseph, ain't none of them in California. We need to be asking ourselves why we're not communicating with each other. We're not having sure with each other. That's why. We having people represent their intentions, but not their deeds and actions. How can you be responsible for something that you don't even do yourself? How can the Muslim let their life, after all these years of bad leadership already that we have, during the life of Imam W. Muhammad, and especially right now, where our leaders won't even talk to each other about unifying the community of Imam Wardi Muhammad, if they need that as a focal point? Ain't none of them, scholars all around the earth, ain't none of them talking about establishing the model community of Prophet Muhammad. Ain't none of them talking about that. Don't even want to fathom that idea in their head. That's not a part of the education of the Quran in the life of Prophet Muhammad. They don't even want you to think that our goal is supposed to establish the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. But yet still we use it every day in our quotes. The Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. The Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. Sorry, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. And we have no intention of calling whatever our unity, whenever we come back together, we're trying to be everything else except the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. Even though Allah with his mercy showed us that naturally, when he gave Imam W. Muhammad to take the pulse of the believers, he said, y'all want to be the world community about Islam? No. Y'all want to be the American Muslim mission? No. Y'all want to be the Muslim American Society? No. But that was the nation of. That's why he never held that to it. He was trying to find out how much we understood of the life in the good life in the Quran and how we're supposed to model it all and whose ummah and whose community, for dawah purposes, we tell the world that we are living. Because the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a gift from Allah. He's having you following the best human example of family life, business life, social life, educational life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we again are still have got so used to rejecting piece of the pie because in our nature it's been the best. We know we're supposed to have the whole pie. And we be the one who deliver equal slices, equal. Everyone will be treated with fair. If you don't, the way it is right now, you'll never get your fair share of the doom. Never get it. The way that the human family now under the influence of Shaitan wants to distribute it out. You go always somebody wants a half a pie, and then the other half a pie go to the 7-8 billion people. While the small few keep the whole half of a pie. That ain't no good life. That you're starving while a few human beings under the influence of Shaitan or either or being partners with the Shaitan have half of the pie. And we make it the pie. We make the pie. They take it, cut it in half, and tell all of us 8 billion people, that's y'all share. Fight over it or do whatever you want to, but that's y'all share. And you better have that next pie up here in the morning if you want to keep on eating. That's the threat of the Shaitan when he said, I threaten you, like Allah tells you in the Quran. He's threatening you with poverty all the time. He make it seem like that what you do ain't never good enough for you to get your fair share. But we establish a good life. That's in the Quran. Everybody get their fair share whether they want it or not. And those who don't want it has the natural inclination to, I'll donate it to the Sadaqa. To help keep on the pies being made for everybody. Because I know I always can get me a slice. Every time a new pie come out, using that example. The good life. In that Holy Quran, there ain't nothing better. In closing, like I said, Ibn Furqan from Atlanta, Georgia. I told him again yesterday. And he is so excited about whenever you call him to come and speak about the good life the way Allah has blessed him to see it. And we need to get more support for your work in trying to establish the good life according to the Quran so that we can hurry up and get your science class and your re-establishing Sister Claire Muhammad School there in California. That's why it's so important that we instill in you and help you talk to the people at home first. Get this message out to the people in California first. All them good Muslims and good imams still out there. They want to get the Sister Hiba Muhammad School because they know they have no business having one of the biggest states in the United States of America. And they're not having a Sister Claire Muhammad School system, at least in every city.
Yes, sir. Continue, brother. Rashad, you got something to say? Let me see if anybody else is in the queue. Just a second. I'm just a good teacher, good preacher, Muhammad. That last part.
May Allah be, all praise due to Allah.
Yeah, all praise due to Allah. Hold on 1 second. Now, no one else is in the queue, so go ahead on, Muhammad.
Well, just Bill, okay. We sure nobody else want to, Brother Rashad, nobody else want to say something, you know, Because whatever I'm saying, everybody, you know, inshallah, not all of it, because Allah al Akbar, but I'm surely that we probably are saying the same thing or want to anyway.
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, I see, you know, like you understand. I mean, you really understand the problem. Yeah, you know, it's going to take a little while. And, you know, like you said, we have to reach out to the good people here in Los Angeles. And it may take a little time, but continue, brother. Go ahead on.
Yeah, because Imam Hassan at the masjid there, been knowing him 40-something years. He and he's indirectly, he was family at one time because his daughter there in Arizona was my sister-in-law by marriage. You know, brother the Havik Muhammad family that I'm pretty sure you're aware of. They're from Compton and everything like that. My ex-in-laws, but they're still my in-laws, but I'm just saying the language that people use in this world here. You know, and Imam, oh my goodness, Shraib, you know, been knowing him for how long, you know, we have to let California give the opportunity to tell the world with you how important it is that we take this sign from Allah to start pouring all of our resources over all these years that we haven't been able to do anything except try to hold the fort. Now we're able to live the Quran. We have a chance now to start living the Quran by showing people the good life of the Holy Quran, the only life for the human family in the Holy Quran. And then they also have a chance, if it's 5 minutes, 6 minutes, they have a chance to throw their verbal, their heartfelt support toward reestablishing our schools founded by the Sister Claire Muhammad and her duas. We have a lot of chances to put a lot of things together, mosques. We have a lot of chances to put CPC. We'll have a chance to go back and bring forward out of the preservatory that Allah has blessed us with. Because Allah said you can repent and go back and start over. Even Muhammad said that one time. He said, I would rather for us to go back to a one-room cabin with a light, one light in the ceiling, if we're going to do the right thing this second time around. He said, I'd rather do that than to see us keep on hitting and missing, lying and dying, all in vain, because we're not doing it for Allah. In the proper context, we're not fearing the law. We're not doing things for the sake of law. 100% of our human potential. We use that word, but everybody never understands. What do you mean by what does he mean by human potential? Otherwise, nothing can distract you from doing and establishing the life that's in the Holy Quran. The five daily prayers and all the things that Allah speak about in the Quran and in the life of his prophet Muhammad, who he has given to give a human illustration of that, nothing will distract you so bad that you forget and leave the door wide open, evil, wrongdoing, hypocrites, disbelievers, to get in the ranks. You know, that's just like what I'm saying so that we understand. That's just like a nice new community of people get so excited about what they're doing and everything like that. And they let a few of the TV and all the things that just that, and they leave the door for drug dealers to sneak into the community. And the drug dealer might be one of the millionaires that live in that community, but he or she has been fell victim to the false sensation of fornication, adultery, alcohol, or whatever, and they let the dope man, he becomes the dope man. First he tried to sell dope on the other side of town or in all the poor neighborhoods, and then they just party in their own private little subdivision with the gates locked up and charity on it, and then they get strung out on the cocaine. They get strung out on the alcohol and go to beating up their wives and kill. Then when the problem becomes a problem in the gated community, use that thing, then all of a sudden now they want to do something about it. When they see a person from the ghetto drive through their gated community in a brand new Cadillac. Brand new, but they know he's from there. And all of a sudden they see a lot of people in their $1 million, $2 million, $10 million above residential areas now has unidentified people who think that having a brand new car, a $5,000 suit on and $2,000 shoes on are good people. And if the ones who are good people in that gated community watch and follow them, and they watch how you keep going to a certain 10 or 12 different residents in the community who they already in their own little circle been talking about how every time I go over to their party, and yeah, he smoked a little reefer. I know they smoke a little reefer, yeah. He beat his wife up last week. He was drunk. You know, I seen him going down the street drunk. Even though he's a millionaire, $10 million a year. I'm a $10 millionaire. A $20 million millionaire. Behind his gated community. He said, that's where them guys be going. I think they bringing drugs in the community. But what can we say? What can we say? So they attack the criminal who's coming in, and the criminal in return tells his clients, and then his clients tell them, hey, either you had to move or something. I know you worth $10, $40, but you got enough money to go move somewhere else. This is what we do. You know, we're not going to quit drinking for you. This is what they do to each other. But we don't ever hear about it. You know, you're not going to stop me, man. We like cocaine over here. You know, I know you worth $50 million, but if you don't like it, move, man. Don't try to bring no unnecessary attention on us. Like that brother, like the billionaires are suffering right from now. Allah is knocking them off of their horse. Billionaires going to jail for raping and white slavery and all kind of stuff. Messing with teenage girls and boys. Going to jail to like the common, in their language, the common criminal in the poorest grid like district of the neighborhood. The same thing can happen to us. Like it had happened ever since the time of Adam. If you turn your focus off of Allah, Allah turns his focus off of you, and next day before you know it, the corruption of Shaitan has entered your thought process. Your five senses, maybe six, according to how blessed you are to understand how Akbar Allah is. So when this is a new opportunity to establish the good life. And when we do it, that's why it's already in our psyche that don't want to do it. It's too much work. It's too much testing my own self because I don't know if I like this celebrity status of being a celebrity imam or a group of celebrity Muslim businessmen. We're scared of our own evil that's in our own soul that we know about. But we know that nobody has the right to question you about it. But Allah can. Allah can make you look like a fool anytime he wants to, any of us.
That's right.
And show the hypocrite that you really are. Just like we experienced a long time ago and we close here. Because we had to remember our history. Our history of the imam in Alabama who tried to cut his wife's head off at work in front of all those employees. See, we can't hide the truth like they do sweeping under the rug. The truth will set us free of what makes us have fear in our heart that Shaitan is trying to shame us before Allah by exposing somebody else even though you ain't done nothing. There's a bigger, broader meaning that means might cover your brother's sin. There's a bigger, that's not what the law is talking about. The sin might be that the brother ain't telling the truth about the brother he know down the street is smoking dope. Or got two or three wives and don't have a job. We have to reestablish the good life. Those of us who Allah, inshallah, we pray that is all of us, but we know it's not. or we would not be going into the conditions of living this type of life of the Quran that is nowhere near the good life of the Quran. That inshallah, this is a sign that I'm more than sure. I know as long as we keep pure, that all of the imams, all of the believers who've been trying to get free from this hostage feeling that we have in our faith, that is coming from the shaitan in our own evil souls and evil deeds, to where we don't even want a community because we're so afraid that we have to change and be good. Be right. And can't think wrong no more. Or we the master not doing no wrong outside of ourselves. But we love to think wrong and have nightmares and dream of nightmares for ourselves and others. I wish Allah do this. I heard a brother. Say that he wish Allah would do something to another brother. That's why I love this revelation that Allah gives us, because every day you see something new that proves to you that obeying Allah and His messenger is the right thing to do, because, boy, if you ever go down that street of being a liar again like you was when Allah saved us, oh, man. You never want to be in that position where even at 2 years old, our children are taught to lie. No, I didn't have that. I don't know. All the way until they get 13 and 14 and 15 years old. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Just lie until they get grown to where they even lie about the shahada that they're taking. They know that they have no intention of wanting to live the five pillars or principles or articles of faith. Love their brother like they love their own self, etc. So with that, I'll close on that and give you the opportunity to close out, inshallah. But we thank Allah for this sign, and we thank Allah that you seen it and had the intestinal fortitude to bring it into being, because you're tired. You're tired. You are tired. You're like all of us are. You are tired of trying to reach the believers. And it seems like there's nothing you can do or say to make them want to come together. Fisabilillah. But you can't give up, because we know that's just the biggest lie that Satan is telling us. He's trying to convince us that ain't none of us worth what comes out of our mouth. So it seems like he's telling the truth. But there's always somebody working, like all of us in different degrees of the lifeline and other different things, are striving and fighting for perfection of something that they have endeavored to do. I mean,
all right, brother. Okay, brother. What we're going to do is close out now, and alhamdulillah, and stay on, inshallah, we'll try to stay on the case and see what we could do. So I'm going to take us out with the Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-Din amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim. Wa al-dhalin. Ameen.
Ameen. May Allah peace and blessings on you and your family. Like I said again, make sure you tell your aunties that somebody's making dua for them, you know, and pray that they treat you good and you take good care of them like they did when you was young.
Yes, sir, brother.
And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.